USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with the Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Midwest continues to clean up from severe weather, including a breakout of tornadoes in recent days, and now a dangerous heat wave is expected to bake the Southeast over this Memorial Day weekend. The National Weather Service calling the heat wave a death ridge that could break temperature records from Alabama to Virginia. A mile-wide asteroid with its own moon is on a path to fly by the planet this weekend. Astronomers say the asteroid called 1999 KW4 will pass within 3.2 million miles tomorrow. The next time the asteroid will be visible from Earth will be in 2036, when it will be even closer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the House is not on a path to impeachment, but South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
you cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he's not happy about the early release of a terrorist from prison, and others in his administration are speaking out as well. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer.
Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is agreeing to pay out $44 million to settle sexual misconduct lawsuits brought against him by dozens of women. The settlement will include $30 million to the alleged victims and $14 million that will go to pay legal fees. And the money is largely coming from insurance policies. And Jeopardy! Champ James Halshauer has scored a 26th consecutive win on the game show in last night's episode, wrapping up just over $52,000, moving him closer to an overall $2 million mark. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.